Have you started something, then abandoned it only to discover you were on the right path in the first place? Have you considered maybe the Holy Spirit was calling you to something yet unknown to you? Sometimes when we review circumstances in our lives, we see God's hand in the process, even if we didn't see it at the time. Looking for those moments where God has been at work but we didn't initially realize it can provide direction as we proceed, or at least show us ways God moves in our lives. Welcome to the Encouraging Voice Podcast. I'm Susan Bramer, here to help you discover the encouraging voice in your own life, whether it's the one you hear or the one you offer. I recently found out I was a semi-finalist in a contest. The contest, coming up with a 25-word description of a book idea, was a precursor to the next phase of the project, writing sample chapters and a proposed plan for said book. What's funny is I only recently figured out that God was preparing me for this contest and the steps that followed several weeks before it was announced. 2 months ago, I made a suggestion to some author friends, "Hey, conference season is coming up. Why don't we work on our book projects so we'll have something ready to go when the opportunity arises?" As it turned out, the conference I was working toward didn't happen, so I no longer needed my materials ready for that particular event. What I didn't know was that God was preparing me for another not yet advertised opportunity. Had I not been at least thinking about a writing project, I might not have tried to enter the contest. I'd like to be able to tell you that I dutifully and diligently wrote on my book project 2 months ago. While I did spend time on it and made some great progress, I didn't complete what I had planned to finish. I was, however, postured to take on this new challenge because I had at least been thinking about a particular book idea. So when I look back, I can see the nudge of the Holy Spirit that prompted me to invite writer friends to join me in a process of preparation. Now, I'm sure if I had listened fully and followed through diligently, I would have completed the writing project. Then this current opportunity would have been much easier. But that's not what I did. So instead, I still have the majority of the task before me, but at least I was on the same path as the prompt, just not near the finish line. So I'm wondering, have you ever done a partial follow-through on a Holy Spirit prompt? Or have you ever looked back and recognized how one step led to another, and a nudge you received sometime prior suddenly made sense now in light of new knowledge? I think this is another way we recognize the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, but unless we take a moment to look back, we might miss those instances in our own lives. I invite you to review your situations and see if God might have been doing something in an area of your life where you hadn't yet connected the dots. Or to observe if there's something you were doing for one thing that maybe didn't pan out or you didn't finish, but somehow it seems relevant again. Perhaps you're revisiting it, or the topic has come to the forefront again, and maybe for you it's something trivial like a task, or medium-sized like a project, or big like a dream. Is there something in your life that's coming up again? Is God inviting you to take part in something you haven't thought about for a while? Do you feel a renewed sense of purpose around an endeavor you once held dear? Maybe you released it or forgot about it, but God didn't or hasn't. Can you see the Holy Spirit moving in that area of your life? Much in the way a light breeze reminds us of the wind's presence, a passing thought or impression can call out the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Will we pause long enough to pay attention, to recognize God's hand moving in areas of our lives? When we take the time to look back, we can start to recognize those ways and places where the Holy Spirit is moving. This simple knowledge can help us step confidently into opportunities we feel drawn to. This opportunity I mentioned hadn't been announced yet. God was preparing me for a project I had no idea was coming. I didn't make the connection until this week, several days after I learned I was a semi-finalist and a few weeks after I entered the contest. Maybe God is readying you for something as yet unknown to you. Will you be positioned to take a step when the call arises? May you take a moment to listen for the Holy Spirit's invitation to proceed on a path set before you. Thank you for listening to the Encouraging Voice Podcast. To find out more or subscribe, visit susanbramer.com.